The Ashland University women's basketball team is eyeing a national title. The top-ranked Eagles play in the Elite Eight of the NCAA Division II tournament tonight in Columbus. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this team is 34-0 on the season. What's led to their dominance?
Well, undefeated. And if you go all the way back to last year, Coach Robin Fralick in her second year as head coach is 68-2.
Okay, we're talking Division II, so that's a step down from Division I.
But it's still scholarship. I think they get like 9 scholarships. Every player on the team is from what state, Amanda?
Ohio.
Everybody. That's remarkable. I could see if you have like a community college or, you know, something. But, you know, this is a private school, good academically, does draw athletes from out of state for other programs. But the coach, Robin Fralick, said that Ohio girls high school basketball, she called it unbelievable. Number two is they've been drawing between 1,000 and 1,500 a game.
In terms of attendance?
For most of their games. Now, that may not sound like much, you know, if you're comparing it to the NBA or Big Ten. But if you look at women's basketball, even Division One, you know, away from the elite programs of Connecticut, they don't draw 1,000.
Not much interest in terms of fans.
No, and on top of it, so the gym seats like 2,500. So you put 1,500 in there.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a real home court advantage.
And we're talking Ashland.
Ashland.
Which is kind of out there.
But that actually works in their favor because you're down Ashland, Manfield. You don't have to compete with really anybody else. If you like women's basketball, college basketball, this is the place to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you want to drive down to Columbus. So they have their kind of niche. It's a small town feel for their program, and they've been good for a long time.
Yeah, the coach, Robin Fralick, actually gives a lot of the credit to Sue Ramsey, the former coach, who really paved the way for this dominant run.
Right. She was there for 20 years, and Sue's actually, her program in 2012 was a national runner-up in Division II. They won it in 2013. For 7 years, Fralick was her assistant. So when Sue Ramsey decided to retire, they just moved her up. But Robin did change some things.
What did she change?
To me, it was remarkable. So last year, they only lost 2 games. They average about 75 points a game. She says, we need to play faster. I said, Robin, you know, you only lost 2 games. It may not sound that dramatic. It is. You have to train your team differently. Because she was talking about, like, really fast. Like, wow. 100 points a game fast. And it's not just run down the court and jack up the ball at the rim. You have to be physically fit to do this. You have to be willing to play more of your players off the bench to keep them fresh. And you have to be willing as a coach to understand you're going to get some bad passes and bad shots because whenever you're trying to play in a hurry, you're going to just get some times where you just go, what are they doing?
Right.
But the idea, by the way, is to make the other team play at a pace that's much quicker than they're used to. But that, to me, was like, wow, I'm not sure I would have done that. Another interesting part of the story is Robin Fralick's husband is Tim Fralick. He's an assistant coach. Very good way, by the way, to kind of have a cheaper coaching staff. And right. Here's the thing that I like about this. This is not, you know, a high-budget program that's busting the whole, you know, academic budget here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a program that is being run, as they would say, wisely and frugally. And I think that's how it should be at these smaller schools. With a wildly successful record, you know, with 2 coaches, Sue Ramsey and then Robin Fralick, you know, continuing this. I was trying to think of anything around here that would compare to it in college basketball in the Ohio area. I can't come up with anything that's been this dominant for so long.
Such a great story. 34-0. They are in the Elite Eight tonight playing West Texas A&M. What an incredible story. Let's see if they can win the title.
Yeah, you look at it, you think about it. That really is what's not to like.
Yeah, that is dominant. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto. We'll check in with him tomorrow morning from Indians spring training in Arizona.